Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's amazing to be here this morning on this beautiful day. This last week has just been incredible, right? That's why we're paying the taxes we pay to live in this beautiful place. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the jingle. They call me the Sandman because I help them answer their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. So maybe you have a question. Something came up. We are broadcasting live right now out of my little studio here in downtown Oakland. It's just so comfortable and nice here on this beautiful day. Anyways, if you have a question, maybe you want to be on the air, call this number, 808-KNBR, 415-808-5627 is the number. We are live right now. Maybe something comes up during the week and you just want to ask, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like. I love those. And they've been appearing lately on our little 90-second spreads and on the podcast. A lot of help there. So if you have a question, maybe something comes up, you just want to know, what would the Sandman think? You can always tweet me anytime you want at PYA Radio. At PYA Radio for Protect Your Assets Radio. Now, have you ever heard of Smoot Hawley? That's right, I said Smoot Hawley. Well, when it first came up this past week, I remembered something about it from my high school history class. I kind of thought about the Depression and... Well, last Wednesday, my buddy Jim dropped by the office. And he was concerned about tariffs and everything that's going on right now with China and the talk at the G20 meeting this past week, which obviously concluded, well, the meeting with President Trump and President Xi happened yesterday, which was really Saturday. Isn't that kind of weird? It's like a day ahead over there. So it already happened, but today we're in Saturday. Anyway, Jim was worried about this meeting because he started telling me about Smoot Hawley. It turns out that back in May of 1929, Smoot Hawley was legislation that Congress was all excited about. They wanted to protect all the U.S. manufacturers, and so they wanted to do these things called tariffs. And President Hoover was engaged to help them. And so the legislation passed on October 28th. Well, on October 29th, the stock market crashed, and it started out the Great Depression as they phased in these tariffs. Now, economists differ on how much blame Smoot Hawley tariffs deserve for the Great Depression, but what's striking about this, and I'm really glad that Jim brought it up, was the similarities to today as compared to back then. And if you're an investor, today's show is really for you because I'm going to share with you everything you need to know about tariffs and where to put your money right now. This is really going to be an education, so stick around. Now, let's get started. You can't turn on the TV or the radio these days and not hear the word tariff. It's dominated the headlines and consequently caused the markets to become, well, a lot more volatile, if you will. So on today's show, I am discussing what tariffs are, how they have impacted the market in the past. And since it's obvious now after the meeting that just happened yesterday, which is today, if you think about it, between President Trump and President Xi, what's going to possibly happen in the future as long as tariffs are around? Because it's clear, according to President Trump, that they're going to have to pay us some more tariffs. In fact, he was saying about 10% more. So what the heck is a tariff anyway? Do you know? Well, let's start there, and I'll dive into how these have impacted the markets in the past. And finally, I'm going to give you some ideas on where you can put your money now with the goal of protecting and thriving. How does that sound? As markets react to what's going on in Japan, that's the G20 meeting, you know, that China and Europe and us and Russia were all there talking about things. It is important, but really, what is a tariff? It's really a tax on imports. The purpose of a tariff is a number of things, but typically governments do it to protect their own domestic production and jobs. It's really that simple. So you just slap something on as a way to protect your people by making the other people's stuff coming from the other country a little bit more expensive. And so people usually shop with their wallet. And as we know, the U.S. has been applying tariffs on imports for centuries. Think about the Boston Tea Party. It's kind of a reversal of tariffs, but we threw it in the ocean, remember? Today's about history. I'm sorry. I love history. So the global trend has been towards lowering tariff rates, at least over the last 20 or so years. And this has lowered the barrier, if you will, to trade. And some will argue has expanded global trade. So again, countries impose these tariffs sometimes for political reasons. And the purpose of a tariff could be to prohibit certain behaviors that are going on. And for instance, we've been talking a lot about Huawei. And as you know, Huawei was potentially going to get banned from doing any business with us. We were prohibited from selling anything to them. And now, apparently, after this, whatever we have from yesterday, I'm not really not sure what it is, we can start to sell them selective products again. But I'm sure that President Trump's aware of what certain products he's not going to allow, because at the end of the day, he doesn't want people in China hacking and stealing our information. And that's the bottom line. So, again, back to tariffs. Let's look at an example of a U.S. tariff. And let's say the U.S. tariff rate on light trucks. You remember that? Like a pickup truck and an SUV. Did you know it's been 25% since 1965? Yeah, Johnson. Remember Johnson? He came in after Kennedy. And he applied the 25%. They called it the chicken tax. Now, by the way, I had Jim show up in my office this week on Wednesday. He came walking to my office and he said, you know about Smoot-Hawley and this tariff stuff and the Depression? And I just went, wow, Jim, hold on. What are you talking about? So that's how I'm getting you all these facts this morning. It was really interesting to go back into my U.S. history book from high school and read about this stuff. But you know what? I think the history repeats itself. I mean, I'm just going to say that. So back in 1965, President Johnson decided that he wanted to protect our light truck business. And so he put this 25% tax on Europe. And this was actually on U.S. chicken imports. So that measure has now far outlived its lifespan, but it's still there. So a U.S. tariff that protects these trucks adds the cost of $5,000 to $20,000 for the cost of a truck or an SUV coming from, say, Germany. So what did the Germans do to avoid paying that tax? Well, if you live in Tennessee, you know they built a Mercedes factory. They built a BMW factory. And they make the X3s and the M-Class SUV models in this country. And they should, right? Because then they don't have to pay that tax, and that makes it a much more affordable, arguably German-engineered product. Okay. So who pays the tariff? Well, this is where it gets interesting. When President Trump imposed the tariff of 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, you may remember that back in September last year, Walmart and other retailers said that the tariffs were going to result in a combination of higher prices and lower profits. So you may remember the bikes. These were bikes that were built in China, were among the products on the list of about $200 billion worth of imports. And so a 10% tariff on a bike at Walmart, and I've bought bikes at Walmart myself, cost $60. If you taxed it 10% with a tariff, you'd add $6 to the price of that bike, i.e. $66. So you may say, well, it's not a big deal. Well, then Walmart has to make a decision. They could pay $3 of that $6 cost and make us, me and you, pay another $3, which would raise the price of that bike by $3. And of course, Walmart's profit will shrink if they do that. And our wallets will be a little bit thinner if that were to occur. But the company exporting the bike, here's where this gets interesting, in China, could also lower their cost of manufacturing, right? To help share in some of the pain, if you will. And Walmart, as a very large, massive negotiator, probably could make that happen by just saying, hey, I'm going to move my bike making to Vietnam. How do you like that? Hey, I just drew a parallel in my mind. Kennedy, Vietnam, remember that? Interesting. Anyway, but then Jim said to me, hey, let's talk about Smoot-Hawley and the Tariff Act of 1929. This is what happened then. That act back in 1929, by the way, this happened right before the Great Depression, raised tariffs on thousands of products, and the average U.S. tariff rate went up by about 50%. Now, what this did was spurred retaliation, and the average tariff rate remained high for many decades. And a lot of economists argue that Smoot-Hawley created the Great Depression, exasperated, in fact. It made it go on prolonged for a lot longer. And so the question's got to be asked, well, if something bad happens now, and we have these tariffs out there, and global production slowing down, which it is, by the way, what's going to happen if something bad happens and we can't fix it? This is just a question that Jim asked. I'm just asking the question today. Well, again, looking at history, about half of U.S. industrial imports right now enter the country duty-free with no tariff imposed. In 2016, the average U.S. tariff rate was 1.6%. Think about that, across all products. This is according to World Bank. That was equal to the EU's average tariff rate and slightly above Japan's of 1.35%. China's tariff rate was 3.5% back in 2016, so they were charging us more. And that goes back to that comment I made earlier about President Trump saying that we were pouring $500 billion worth of our money into China for the last multiple years. He's upset about that, and you can't blame him. So Trump was the first president to systematically threaten and then impose tariffs to try and reshape the flow of trade. As we know, over the summer, Trump increased the tariffs to 25% on about $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. China retaliated. Then in September, the China war escalated as Trump imposed another 10% on another $200 billion of imports, which is where we are now. So we know that we have an agreement now. We know that they're going to talk about it. What does that mean? Nothing's going to get done next week. It's just not going to happen. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. We'll share what sectors of the market are the most vulnerable to tariffs and where to put your money right now. Keep it right here. It pays to keep attuned to protect your assets. I'm David Hollander. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. A registered CPA at your disposal, and 3 estate planning lawyers on staff. Now, let's get back to the show. Here is David Hollander, the Sandman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. I know the financial world, investing, can be complex, confusing, in fact. And I've actually playing a little game this morning, so what do all my songs have to do with? I want to hear your answer. You can tweet me, at PYA Radio. Anyhow, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
Yeah. So here's one. I've heard them say that a trade war with China doesn't impact the U.S. economy or the market that much. In fact, heard it a lot this week because you're seeing what the markets are doing. Is that really true? Well, Jim showed up in my office this week, and he didn't think so. He thought there's just a lot of hurt coming, and he started talking to me about Smoot Hawley. And I kind of remembered it, but sure enough, it was back there in my U.S. history book and pulled it out, and we talked about it, and a lot of interesting parallels to today and what tariffs are all about. So the previous segment, if you missed it, you can always go look at it at pyaradio.com. We do our podcast there. It gets published, I'll tell you, by Monday night. It should be there. pyaradio.com, and you'll see the abbreviated show. The first segment, we were talking about tariffs. Now we're going to talk a little about what tariffs have done and what you might want to invest in. So I'll just say markets hate uncertainty, always. And when tariffs are introduced as a way to reduce our trade deficit with China, it can have a negative effect on certain industries in the market. Now, President Trump recently said on an interview that he felt another 10% of tariffs were justified and would happen at some point on China. Now, we know they've agreed to keep the discussion going, and it's going to go on for a while. Like I said last week, I don't think this is going to get done. This agreement we have right now is certainly not getting an agreement done. Just remember that. And you want to add to all of this cocktail, if you will, that there are tariffs against Japan and European Union right now that are being discussed with us as well. So as Jim and I were talking about it, Jim started to enlighten me about what President Hoover did back when the Great Depression fired off in 1929. I found it fascinating. Back in 1929, Congress was set on using tariffs as a way to protect U.S. businesses. Now, that sound familiar to you? Very. October 28th, 1929, a group of senators urged President Hoover to push through on this Smoot-Hawley bill. He agreed, signed it. The next day, stock market crashed. October 29th, 1929. Famous, famous day. And that's what happened. And then in March 1930, they passed the bill. The Senate did. May 4th. This is what's fascinating. This is what Jim told me about. May 4th, 1930. 1,028 economists warned President Hoover against tariffs. You know how many are warning President Trump right now against tariffs? Want to take a guess? 1,140. 1,140. Stole my thunder a little bit. What happened? Hoover ignored the economists, signed the bill, and what happened? The economy went down. GDP dropped 8.5% in 1930, 6.4% in 1931, and get this, 12.9% in 1932. Who came in and unwound all that? FDR. And the world seems to love FDR. I don't think you could talk to anybody who doesn't love FDR. Well, I know a few people over the years who told me about certain things related. I won't even go there. But anyway, right? He's generally thought of as a pretty good president overall. Why? Because he unwound tariffs. So you see, tariffs are the root of all evil. And when FDR came in, get this, GDP grew 10.8% in 1934, 8.9% in 1935, and 12.9% in 1936. And I know the economies are different. The U.S. economy is growing, but is it? If you go back and listen to my first segment, I laid out a few current events and statistics right now that show the opposite of that. We've got The Economist. We had 1,028 tell President Hoover that you shouldn't be doing this. He did it. And May 3rd of this year, 1,140 U.S. economists told President Trump the same thing. So there's no sign the recent agreement is any sort of an agreement. And if we keep going down this path, what could happen? Well, what you need to do today is you need to find some sectors that you can invest in that could weather something that might happen in this area. Like what? Well, look at some areas in technology that have growth prospects, particularly in the cloud. Tech is tricky, so you got to be careful. Hardware firms, semiconductor manufacturers, they're in the crosshairs. Look at businesses that are oriented in cloud computing, software and services, things like that. Look for global tech consultants. These would be businesses that consult and help businesses shift operations to cloud or 5G, wireless technology. That is the future. They should be somewhat immune as these things roll out. Healthcare stocks. You know, this was a week again about healthcare, and they continually seem to be in the press as we're talking about the Affordable Care Act, expansion of Medicare. You got Senator Warren out there saying there should be no more health insurance companies at all. I mean, really? She's just going to legislate businesses out of business? Is this America? Sorry. An aging population is happening, and healthcare will continue, and sure, it should be fair. But maybe look at some companies in that area. They've been pounded and beat up. That's the time you buy. Buy when there's blood in the streets. Just kidding. That's what you should do. Okay. Bonds. Bonds have been on a tear. And bonds can be used as a ballast. And the message I want to relay to you this morning is stop chasing the high yield. Stop chasing the junk. Stick to short term. I know the rates are low, but buy lower term, shorter term. Rates are going to be low for a while, but what it does is it gives you that cushion when things happen. And finally, what I don't want you to ignore are things called alternative investments. And that's what Jim and I talked about last week when he came in. We were talking about alternative investments. He said, "What's that?" And the reason he did is he owned a lot of Blue Apron. You know what Blue Apron is? Go check it out. He owned a ton of it, and you probably know why. He got pounded. He got killed. And he thought, what could I do if it gets worse? Are you protected from the unknown? But when we come back, I'll share with you how structuring your investments for income could insulate you from market temper tantrums caused by tariffs and any other events that are outside of your control. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You are listening to Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to PYAEvents.com and reserve your seat today. That's PYAEvents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. PYAEvents.com. Now, let's get back to the show. Here is David Hollander, the Sandman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. So today we're talking about tariffs that have been all over the headlines and it can rattle the markets and cause you to lose money. And if you're concerned about that, you should definitely attend one of our workshops. We're doing one July 9th in Moraga and on July 11th if you can't make the 9th. And so the way you would register to do that is a couple ways. You can go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. You'll see the events tab. You can click on that and you can register right there online. Or you could go to pyaradio.com. And you can register there as well. And this workshop will be a lot about protecting your income and building income that can sustain you through volatile markets like we're experiencing and I think we'll experience in the future. So it's a great way to get educated and do it. Before we get into the content, I want to wish a happy birthday. David Hobbs, Greg Neidiger, and Andrea Schnell. Happy birthday to all of you guys. I hope you have a great birthday. So tariffs. When tariffs get imposed, as we saw, this all started. I had a client named Jim who walked in the office, and he was really concerned about Smoot-Hawley. And I completely forgot about Smoot-Hawley, but pulled out my U.S. history book and started refreshing my recollection. And the fact is that this, some argue, was the spur of the Great Depression. The bill was first pushed into the Senate in October 29th, 1929, after it passed. The market crashed, and it continued to free fall as the bill was signed and put into law because the tariffs slowed down the global economy, which ignited, was fuel on the fire, if you will. Now, some will argue, and some have said, a lot of economists, in fact, the parallels are interesting, how similar now amount of economists today are saying the same thing they said back then, which is this sort of fuel, if there is a fire, can make it go out of control. And that's kind of where we are right now. We're on a precipice of either something really bad happening or something that might be pretty good. If you missed the analysis, the first part of the show where I talked about the markets and what's driving them up and what could drive them down, go back and listen to those. But there's certainly arguments on both sides. And I would say that if you're cautious or you're careful, you might want to reevaluate what you're doing. And one of the things you can do to protect yourself in markets like we're experiencing right now, or future markets that might not be what you thought, is you could rebalance. So if you've set an allocation in your portfolio and you haven't clicked the rebalance button in a while, or you're having someone help you do that, who's a fiduciary, hopefully, is working in your best interest, then ask them to do it. But you could rebalance your portfolio. Take some of those profits off the table right now. Do it Monday. I know President Trump and President Xi just met, and they said, oh, we now have agreed to talk some more. Well, great. Good for you. I'm glad you're talking, but nothing really happened. The markets next week might like it a little bit, but I just don't really see the horsepower that's going to drive us to the next level. So with that being said, now's the time to start rebalancing. Start looking at some areas that maybe are undervalued. I gave you some suggestions in the last segment about what to do. But the other piece of all this is your income. And so Social Security is a big one. If you haven't really looked at that or you've just thought about it, you need to get some help with that. It's very complicated. And that can add a lot more money to your income every month if you do it right. It can also help you pay less taxes if you do it right. The other area that produces income right now are some pretty good stocks. There's some good stocks out there that have low value, that have good prospects, that have good income flow despite what happens in the market, pay nice, healthy dividends, and have good upside. It's another great area to take a look at. And third, for the alternative situation, you can buy yourself non-security assets. These are fixed assets that pay income for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. You or your spouse, you can insure the both of you. And if markets go up, you can get a bump in your income. Markets go down, your income stays the same, does not go down. Those are called alternatives, and they're out there, and they exist. And it's a way for you to protect your cash flow. Because think about it, what's it all about in life? It's about your cash flow each month, right? If you have enough cash flow, then you're going to go do some fun things. If you don't, then you're not. And you're going to worry. So I always say it's all about income. You see our car driving around on the car, it says, it's all about income, because that's what I think it is. So anyway, build your income stream. How do you do that? Well, I'd like you to picture a day. Picture a day when you don't have to worry anymore about money or taxes. Picture a day when you're on a cruise in the Mediterranean with your family. And your son pulls you aside and he looks into your eyes and he thanks you for taking everyone on this trip together because he's had such a good time with you. picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. It all starts with our retirement checkup. I want to wish and say thank you to my team for doing a great show this week. Anthony Kojikari, executive producer, Kevin Renford, network manager, and of course, all the fabulous producers back there in the studio, Matt, Dora, Allison, Sabrina, and Phil, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr.
Sandman. All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.